This is Meredith Sisko with a voice that is April's joke on me for these Ozark Hills. Long ago, on a spring afternoon, my mother got the fright of her life when a schoolmate of mine ran up to the door shouting that I had been hit by a car as I got off the school bus. She didn't find it humorous when the child cried April Fool. It was a needlessly cruel joke. Still, April Fool pranks are well nigh irresistible. This one-day exemption for random lunacy has been going on for centuries. The Romans held a celebration in honor of the goddess Guess Who, Hilaria, and you gotta admit, some of the jokes have been truly splendid. Like the time Burger King advertised the left-handed Whopper, in which all the sandwich ingredients had been rotated 180 degrees, several thousand people across the U.S. went in to buy one, even though some requested the right-handed version. It only goes to prove that we'll believe anything if it's well told. In 1957, the BBC got off a good one when they offered a straight-faced report on the quality of that year's spaghetti harvest. Enough people believed it that for a few weeks local nurseries were plagued with requests for prices on just a small spaghetti tree. One of my favorites was an elaborate hoax concocted by British astronomer Patrick Moore, who announced that on 9:47 a.m. that day, a once-in-a-lifetime astronomical event was going to occur that listeners could experience in their very own homes. The planet Pluto, he said, would pass behind Jupiter, temporarily causing a gravitational alignment that would counteract and lessen the Earth's gravity. Moore told his listeners that if they jumped in the air at the exact moment that this planetary alignment occurred, they would experience a strange floating sensation. When 9:47 a.m. arrived, the BBC began to receive hundreds of phone calls from listeners claiming to have felt the sensation. One woman even reported that she and her 11 friends had risen from their chairs and floated around the room. It appears this annual permission to play is so strong that people go to ridiculous lengths to pull it off. For instance, in 1974, the residents of Sitka, Alaska were alarmed when the long-dormant volcano Mount Edgecumbe appeared suddenly to come to life, when it began to belch out billows of black smoke. People ran out of their homes onto the streets, terrified that the volcano might soon erupt. That was exactly the intention of local practical joker Porky Bicker, who, for reasons known only to himself and to God, had used his little airplane to fly hundreds of old tires up into the volcano's crater and then light them on fire. The hoax was so successful that, according to local legend, when Mount St. Helens erupted 6 years later, a Sitka resident wrote to Bicker to tell him, "This time you've gone too far." We just can't seem to resist. Just 11 years ago, a news release sent to the media stated that the 15th annual New York City April Fool's Day Parade was scheduled to begin at noon on 59th Street and would proceed down to 5th Avenue. Hundreds of people turned out to watch because of the extraordinary floats that were promised. But after standing in the cold a couple of hours, they realized they'd been had. So did the German Army. Way back in 1915, in the midst of World War I, a French aviator flew over a German camp and dropped what appeared to be a huge bomb. The soldiers scattered in all directions, but no explosion followed. After some time, the soldiers crept back and gingerly approached the bomb, only to discover a football with a note attached that said, "April Fool." Nobody is immune. In 1994, reporters from the Moscow Tribune went out onto the streets of Moscow to ask people what they thought about the ethnic cleansing going on in Brutistan. They received a variety of concerned replies, a remarkable occurrence, given that Brutistan does not exist. Sometimes, and wouldn't you know it would happen in the Ozarks, the joke is so good and so obvious that people catch on to the joke, only the joke itself doesn't exist. For instance, in one Missouri town on April 1st, folks who got a summons for jury duty saw the joke immediately, and no one showed up. Only, it wasn't a joke. The deputy sheriffs had to make a special trip to their homes to inform them that the summons were real and then gather them up and haul them to the courthouse. They don't call this the Show Me State for nothing. I think my favorite of all, though, happened in 1992, when the Hollywood Park racetrack in Los Angeles placed an 85-foot banner on the ground with a message in 20-foot-high letters. It could only be seen from the air. But the racetrack is just beside the flight path of the Los Angeles International Airport, a perfect spot to catch the eye of incoming airline passengers as they descended into Los Angeles. It read, "Welcome to Chicago." This is Meredith Sisko cautioning you not to be surprised if sometime today the goddess Hilaria shows up on your doorstep with a poke in the ribs or a tale too good or too wild to be true. After all, it is the season, even in these Ozark Hills. Thank you.
Deep in the woods, in a long, cool valley where the water And you can keep up with Meredith Sisko on her website, meredithsisko.com, where you can find her stories, music, and pictures. You can also find her essays on These Ozarks Hills, archived at ksmu.org. Hills, through these Ozarks.